This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today I'm a little bit jealous because my good friend and musical brother, Josh Norick, had the good fortune of visiting one of the most musically exciting and cosmopolitan cities in all of Latin America. I understand, Josh, that you were partying and working and eating in Montevideo, the capital of Uruguay. I've never been there, even though I'm from Argentina. I've always wanted to visit. And what amazes me about Uruguay is the amount of music that this little country across from the Rio de la Plata from Argentina, it produces so much great stuff. So did you have like a musical orgy while you were there?
I did, Ernesto. You could say it was a culinary and musical delight. In fact, I wound up eating steak and having asado barbecues with both Santi Lesami and Santi Mostafa, who we're going to hear later in this show. And, you know, Ernesto, it's funny. Uruguay, I always call it a pint-sized powerhouse. We're talking about a country of just 3 million people, and people often confuse it with Paraguay, but it's, you know, it's probably the most middle-class country in Latin America. I always call it the Switzerland of Latin America. And, you know, it's a country that 20-something years ago, when I was living in Buenos Aires, Argentina, I went to Montevideo, Uruguay, and found it totally boring. I was like, this is not a very exciting place, and it's not into it. And then when I came back about 5 years ago, it had completely changed. Very vital art scene. The government literally invests in the arts, sponsors bands, sends them to South by Southwest. And the quality of the music has just increased many times over, to the point now that you could say that it, certainly to the extent now that Uruguay overrepresents in the alternative and even hip-hop categories of Latin music. And I want to start things off with by far the biggest rock band you could say to ever come out of Uruguay. I'm talking about a band called No Te Va a Gustar, which translates as you're not going to like it, but I do believe Ernesto and I like this band very much. It's a group that has conquered Argentina and Mexico and many other countries, and we're going to take a listen to my favorite song on their most recent album. This is Pégame Más Fuerte, or Hit Me Harder, from No Te Va a Gustar and their album Suenan Las Alarmas. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Uruguay. Yes, a pint-sized powerhouse of a nation with a very strong presence of indie rock. We just heard a band called Boomerang, and it's a group I was not familiar with previously, Ernesto, but I visited the label of Bizarro Records, which is the main indie label in Uruguay, and they handed me this CD, and I'm kind of convinced now this is the Uruguayan answer to Babasónicos, which is Argentina's biggest indie rock band.
I know I'm even more jealous, Josh, because I understand you got the opportunity while you were in Montevideo to interview one of the most talented bands to emerge in recent years from Uruguay. I'm talking about Santé Les Amis, with a French name and all. I always think of them as this like really young band, but in fact they formed in 2007. They're not as young as I thought. And I love what they do, this little bit of punk, there's the rock, but with elements of electronica, all these different musical strands that they like, and they united them together. That's the music of Santa Les Amis. And also they open for Franz Ferdinand and even the band Foals. They have played together with some illustrious names from the world of mainstream rock. So let's listen to that interview with Santa Les Amis.
Montevideo, Uruguay today. And of course, when I am in Montevideo, Uruguay, I have to visit one of my favorite groups. The group, of course, with a French name, Santa Les Amis, who's best known for a song called Brasil. So go figure that one out, of a Uruguayan group with French name singing about Brazil. But anyway, always glad to have this group with us, Santa Les Amis. I'm joined today by all of the members, including Nicolas Tomsilo, Diego Traverso, Esteban Lopez, and David Stabilito, más o menos. I hope I said the names right. We are going to take a listen in a moment to the song that we've been playing for several weeks straight on this show. I'm talking about a song called Como Animales, and I was hoping you guys could just briefly tell us a little bit about this song. I understand it's the first single on the new album.
It's a very pop song, very melodic. We thought it would be a good first cut for the album.
I understand there's also a video. I was actually very curious about this video. I watched this video, and yeah, it's got this, you know, this a girl and two guys, and it looks like they're on a very, like, in the woods at this house that looks very beautiful and old, and I just wanted to know a little bit about this location, and I want to encourage our listeners to go check this video out.
Yes, that was the same crew that we filmed the Brazil video, and yes, it's talk about a relationship between, you know, two boys and a girl.
A teenager
relationships. That's the idea of the video.
Well, we're going to take a listen right now, and I want to encourage our listeners to go to YouTube and check it out. We're going to take a listen to Santa Les Amis. This is their new single, but we've been playing it for a while. We're going to take a listen to their latest single, Como Animales, or Like Animals, and it's from Santa Les Amis' newest album, Sueño Animal.
Vienen por mí. This is the Latin Alternative.
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
I'm Diego.
I'm Esteban.
I'm David. We are Santeles Ami, and you are listening to Latin Alternative.
Llega la lluvia, nadie se escapa.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and we are joined today in Montevideo, Uruguay by Sante Les Amis, one of my favorite indie rock bands in any language. We just heard a track called The Beat, and as you guys in the band know, I've been obsessed with this song for a while. I actually had the privilege of sitting down with you guys at a barbecue last year, and you played it for me, and I was like, I'm obsessed with this song. Just tell us a little bit about this track. Like, you guys seem to have a thing about percussion in this band.
Yeah, we have always used a lot of percussion. We know you love percussion, in fact. And The Beat is a very danceable song. We decided to put some percussions to give some extra groove and some Latin flavor or Latin feeling to the track. The track has some kind of hip-hop inspiration. In fact, we were talking about the Beastie Boys earlier, and it's a Beastie Boys influenced track.
Very Check Your Head era.
Yeah, in Sante Les Amis' new album. And I don't know, it has a lot of things, synthesizers, some riffs, David did a great synthesizer riff for this song. And it talks about a person who meets another person, and that person suddenly realizes that the other person has killed him in another life.
Yes, I remember, and that lyric is off in my head. No quiero verte otro, nunca más.
Nunca más, vos me mataste en otra vida.
Vos me mataste otra vida. You killed me in another life. So, yes.
yeah. And, well, it talks about some kind of psychedelic experience one night when you meet with someone and you have these kind of flashes, weird flashes, and it talks about something like that, and there comes the rain, and llega la lluvia, nadie se escapa, nobody can hide, or no, nobody escapes from the rain, and no sé, algo así.
Yes, it's definitely a song that's been stuck in my head many times, and yeah, I often wondered about the lyrics in this song, who killed who in the past life. But now we're going to go to a song came out a couple years ago, and this is probably the song that's reached the widest audience for Sante Les Amis. It's a song called Brasil, and it was featured in the FIFA World Cup 2014 video game. I've been obsessed with this song from the very first moment I heard Sante Les Amis, which actually happened when I met Diego Traverso at South by Southwest many years ago. Mm-hmm. Just tell us a little bit about this song, because I think there's plenty of people who, and I don't know if there's a reason why the song is called Brazil, but there's probably a lot of people wondering, why is there a band from Uruguay with a French name singing a song called Brazil?
The question of the name of the band first has to do with a celebration kind of name. We wanted something very musical and a celebration name. That's why it's French. Brazil is called Brazil because when we started the song, Chico, Esteban López, did a pattern on his Roland Octopad with a cuica sample. The cuica is a traditional Brazilian instrument from the north, I think, and it's used a lot in samba. And when we started Sante Les Amis, we were listening a lot to a great album from Jorge Ben, a Brazilian musician, an album that is called Africa Brazil. And Africa Brazil is a mix of samba, Afrobeat, funky, and we were listening a lot to that album. So when Chico did Paku, pa, pa, boom, we said, oh yeah, play that. And I said, yeah. We didn't have a name for the song. It was always referred as Brazil. And when we ended the album, we didn't have the name. So Kill fix it. Brazil was a name. We didn't have a name.
And honestly, my son, who is only 5 years old, who's heard this song many times, he always calls it the dog barking song. He thinks that song is a dog barking. But I like to know it's actually a Brazilian sample. So we are going to take a listen to the song that may not have made Sante Les Amis a household name yet, but it's the song that introduced them to a lot of audiences, especially through the FIFA video game. This is Sante Les Amis, Brazil, going back to 2014 from the album Sudamericana. You are listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode recorded in Montevideo, Uruguay. We're joined by the indie rock band Sante Les Ami. And before we take a listen to another track from this group, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the indie scene here in Uruguay. I mean, this is a country of only 3 million people, mm-hmm. and yet I feel like Uruguay per capita probably exports more Latin rock and really cool bands than any other country in the world. I mean, you guys send off to the world groups like Note Va Gustar, Jorge Drexler, Cuarteto de Nos, and there's just so many great bands here. What is it about Uruguay? Es algo en el agua? Is it something in the water? Why are there so many great bands in this country?
I don't know. A lot of people play music here, and there are a lot of musicians, so there's a lot of bands.
Maybe it's in the water.
Maybe it's in the water, in the light, I don't know. But there's a lot of good bands, and many unknown good bands.
In terms of influence, though, I have to imagine, I mean, you have Argentina, which is a much bigger country next door, and then it always seemed like the British influence on music here is much bigger, that bands like Blur and Oasis, and even lesser groups like Foals or Franz Ferdinand are much more well-known here, for example, than in the United States. Do you find that you guys are influenced by both lo Anglo y lo Latino?
Yeah, I think it's normal here. Music from England always was a part of the menu of the radio station, so we listen to North American music as English or European music as well. We always thought European music was listened in the States. You told me, you said to me
no,
that no.
I'm always hearing more British music when I'm in Uruguay.
No, it's amazing. We thought it was normal in the States to hear British bands. But the indie scene, we were talking about the indie scene and those kind of bands, and it's strong here. There's a lot of bands playing in style of indie music from different parts of the world, and we are part of that movement of bands, small bands that don't play the music that is normally played here in Uruguay. We are playing like other kind of music, and there is a really interesting indie, in a general sense, indie scene of alternative bands here now.
I want to wrap things up with a song that we've played a couple times, but it's probably one of my favorite songs. It's not necessarily your most commercial song, but it's a song that you guys sing in English, actually. Black Rain, very heavy on the percussion. Just tell us a little bit about this song.
When we are finished Sudamericana, Black Rain was the last song. So we think in a song of three parts, part A, B, C, and it's a mix from three another compositions. And we did it, I don't know, with the percussion in the bass to have a floor for the three parts that is the same. So I think it's a very good ending album.
It has a lovely melody, and I encourage our listeners to stick around, you know, for the final minute or two, where I just feel like the percussion is just in overdrive on this song.
We did some delays and some psychedelic treatment to the end of the song. It's interesting, really, really nice.
So I'd call this Latin rock in English. Let's take a listen to Sante Les Ami, our special guest today, going back to 2014 from the album Sudamericana. This is Black Rain.
You're
This is the Latin Alternative.
David, we are Santeles and me, and you are listening to Latin Alternative.
Walking
Wow, that was a wonderful interview and some exciting music by Uruguayan band Santeles a Mi. We just heard The Bite of Love from the album Sudamericana. This was a great interview, Josh.
Thank you, Ernesto. You know, we've had Santeles a Mi on the show a couple times over the years. In fact, every time I'm down in Montevideo, Uruguay, they host a great barbecue for me and we talk music. And it was a thrill to get to hang out with them yet again, especially now that they've just released that latest album, Sueño Animal, on Nacional Records. And Ernesto, you know, for a country of only 3 million people, there's actually quite a thriving hip-hop scene in Uruguay. And one of the things I love about the hip-hop scene in Uruguay is, at least for my personal taste, it tends to be influenced by the golden age of American hip-hop. You know, they love groups like A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. You know, they're very into that jazzy, funk, hip-hop sampling. And perhaps the most vital artist down there is Santi Mostafa. He's an artist who actually made a big splash last year. He had a song in the opening scene of the X-Men Logan film, and he's working on his new album. And he was very generous and kind to let us premiere a song. It's not actually the final version yet, but it's going to be probably the first single on his next record. So a piece of, not, you know, pretty hard-hitting, aggressive hip-hop. This is El Club de la Pelea, or The Fight Club.
Solo estamos preparados, en realidad solo estamos conectados. El sistema nos zarpó y no queremos comernos malos mocos. Mostafa, el rapero garrafa pa' tu cajero, no zafa, ni en pedo exploto. A esos hijos de perra no los veo, no los voto. Pero ese es solo el primer paso de rescato. Uno de trote, uno de bolsa, uno de sombra. Nuestro gimnasio son las cloacas. Nuestro gremio una sociedad secreta. Nuestro objetivo hacernos respetar. Y todo lo que tenés te ata. Todo lo que no te fortalece te mata. Costilla rota, fatality de resaca. Próximo bar, próxima piñata. Próximo bar, próxima piñata. No le contés a nadie de nosotros. Nuestro gremio, una sociedad secreta. El club de la pelea, unos monstruos. Próximo bar, próxima piñata. No le contés a nadie de nosotros. Nuestro gremio, una sociedad secreta.
You've been listening to a special episode of The Latin Alternative. I am recently recorded this episode in Montevideo, Uruguay. We just heard the Uruguayan rapper Santi Mostafa and his forthcoming track El Club de la Pelea, that is not the final version, but it's likely to be the first single on his forthcoming record. If you like what you've been hearing, we hope you'll follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook. You can look for us at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of The Latin Alternative by looking for us in iTunes or just going to thelatinalternative.com. And Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how would you like to listen to a very delicate tune by the most hypersensitive singer-songwriter ever to emerge from Uruguay?
Ernesto, I would be delighted to, especially if it features a string section and production from one of our closest friends on the show, Juan Campodónico from Bajo Fondo.
Yes, and when I mention the most hypersensitive singer-songwriter ever to emerge from Uruguay, I'm of course talking about the internationally famous Jorge Drexler. And I have to tell you, Josh, I have a little bit of mixed feelings about his music. I do love his collaborations with our good friend Campodónico, especially the song 1987, which I absolutely love. Sometimes Drexler is a little too lyrical or poetic for my taste, and I don't know, when I listen to his music, I feel like playing some Metallica or Led Zeppelin or even some Dream Theater or something like that. But we're not going to do that right now. Right now, we're going to listen to Deseo. This is a actually beautifully arranged tune by Jorge Drexler from Echo. And I wanted to ask you before we say goodbye, is Drexler a little too sensitive for your taste too?
There are times where, you know, he might be a little bit of the sensitive singer-songwriter, but I think that's why I chose this song, Deseo. For me, you hear the influence of Tang, you hear these strings, and I'm a big fan of this video. It's shot at Teatro Solis, which is the big opera hall in Montevideo, and just a classical kind of feeling song. So I want to wrap things up with this lovely song. Let's take a listen, going back to 2004, Jorge Drexler and the track Deseo from the album Echo.
Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Soy tan solo uno de los dos polos de esta historia, la mitad. Apenas medio elenco estable, una de las dos variables en esta polaridad. Más y menos, y en el otro extremo de esa línea estás tú. Mi tormento, mi fabuloso complemento, mi fuente de salud. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Oh, oh. Igual que hace millones de siglos en un microscópico mundo distante se unieron dos células cualquiera. Seres distintos, amándose por vez primera. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Dos cargas opuestas buscando lo mismo. Dulce magnetismo. Dos cargas opuestas buscando lo mismo. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. mire, donde mire te veo. Donde mire te veo. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Donde mire te veo. Deseo, mire donde mire te veo. Mire donde mire te veo. Donde mire te veo. Deseo.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.